Social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day, which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet-setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. I appreciate you, and I hope you're having an amazing day. We're into part two of this visibility strategy series. Last week, we covered writing hooks that don't suck. And in the next few weeks, we'll be covering things like graphic design, tools you can use, and running ads. But today, we're focused on the how-to of creating engaging social media videos. I'm going to go in order of more basic to more advanced with this to make sure we're all on the same page, have the same level of understanding as we get deeper into this topic. The first thing to know is that video quality and frame rate are important aspects of video editing that can greatly impact the overall appearance and viewing experience of your content. So when I'm talking about video quality refers to the level of visual detail and clarity in a video. It is primarily determined by the resolution of the video, which is the number of pixels that make up the image. The higher the resolution, the sharper and more detailed the videos will appear. This is where things like the terms HD and 4K video come in. For us social media managers, we encourage our clients to film in the highest definition as possible because it provides sharp and detailed visuals, which will allow us more flexibility with our edits. Some clients do film with an actual like DSLR professional level camera, and others have just their iPhones. This can be the difference between filming with like your front camera versus your back camera, as the back camera is usually a stronger camera than the front. And then when it comes to frame rate refers to the number of individual frames, which are images, displayed per second in a video. It affects the smoothness of motion and can contribute to the overall perception of video quality. Higher frame rates provide smoother motion, especially during fast movements, but they also require more processing power and the file size is a lot bigger, so you'll need more storage space on your phone or computer. HD video is typically suitable for most social media platforms. Some, Instagram, for example, actually downgrade anything above the HD, like 4K, down to HD. But what I like about having 4K and 30 or 60 frames per second, if available, is that it gives me the option to zoom into the video without losing any quality while I'm editing. So like we can zoom in and not lose any sharpness to the video. It looks like it was zoomed in during filming and not after the fact. I'll talk more about the strategy behind zooming in a little bit, but first, let's bounce back to the topic of Instagram. Each platform has different video requirements, including the file size you're allowed to upload, what the video quality is and the frame rate, the format, whether it's a .mov file, which will be familiar if you're a Mac user, or .mp4, which is just a regular video file. Also, the user interface, so the app overlay on top of your video, like where the username displays, the caption, any buttons for like the like, comment, save, stuff like that. So if you're thinking about TikTok versus Instagram Reels versus YouTube Shorts, they all have similar formats where you have the engagement buttons on the right of the screen and the profile information is on the bottom, but they aren't all in the same spot. So right now, YouTube Shorts has more buttons on the right-hand side, so it covers more of the video. TikTok's profile and follow button is on the top of the engagement buttons on the right side, but YouTube Shorts and Instagrams are down next to the username at the bottom of the screen. So when you're creating videos, you need to be mindful of the open space for each specific platform. Editing videos and adding effects can take a really long time if you're doing them by hand, which is why most social media managers heavily rely on video editing software. There are a ton to choose from, but I personally like to use CapCut, which was created by the same people who made TikTok. I also use Adobe Premiere Pro, but that's usually for more in-depth types of editing, like my YouTube videos that are full length. CapCut does have a free version, and it's available both on your phone and your desktop. And it has these features that allow auto captions. Plus, you can style these captions with animations and background effects and things like that. There are one-click transitions, there are effects, sounds, stickers. And my favorite is it can automatically cut out pauses and filler words in talking head videos with their transcript editing feature. Now, that part does require the Pro plan, but honestly, it's less than Canva Pro per month. Not that you need to choose one or the other, but just giving you a price range point. And personally, I think that is worth it. Also, usually software costs are a business expense, so take that for what it is. And they're not sponsoring me or paying me to say this in any way. I just use this tool a lot. Then, using text on video is essential. Many users watch videos with the sound off, myself included. So it is important to include captions to convey important information, to get more people engaged, more people watching your video, more reach, awareness, views, all the things. This also helps make your content more accessible to a wider audience, such as those who are hearing impaired or neurodivergent. Some platforms have auto captions, and others you'll need to use a third-party app like CapCut to add them yourself. Plus, you can use actual, like additional text as visual elements, which is where your hooks can come in. And that's great for keyword and SEO discoverability. You can provide additional context and you can help keep people visually engaged because of pattern breaking, which I mentioned in the last episode, but I'm actually going to explain what that means in just a minute. I'm going to slide right in here and interrupt for just a moment to let you know that you are personally invited to join the Sugar Punch community for social media managers. Inside this community, social media managers like you come together to meet and support one another, get answers to burning questions, and build a thriving social media management business. It's 100% free, plus you'll get access to exclusive trainings and resources, be invited to special events, participate in fun challenges, get added to our social media manager directory, and more. Create your free account by going to community.sugarpunchmarketing.com. I'll link it in the show notes for you. See you inside. Now back to today's episode. This goes back to graphic design. So we'll talk more about that in a different episode, but a good rule of thumb when adding text to short form video is to make sure that it is concise and short enough that people have enough time to read it before it disappears, but not on the screen for so long that they'll get bored and swipe away. There's a really healthy balance there, and it might take you a little bit to figure it out. The more content you consume, the more you'll have like a good feel for what's too long and what's not long enough. And you need to make sure you can actually read the text. That means the size, the font, the color. If it's in all caps, if it's title case, which means every single word, the first letter is capitalized, things like that. So if your text is longer than just a couple of words, like a sentence, it shouldn't be in all caps. It takes longer to read it, which means that it takes more effort to read it, which then means fewer people will actually bother to read it. You'll lose the impact and your reach and everything will go down because it's just not optimized the way that it could be. And then there's pattern breaking, which some people are calling visual hooks. Pattern breaking is a technique that involves intentionally disrupting or breaking away from established patterns or expectations in order to capture the viewer's attention. And this usually involves doing something unexpected or surprising that stands out from the norm. This sudden change or disruption can create a sense of like intrigue or surprise or even shock, which can capture the viewer's attention and make the content more engaging. It also can make people curious because if there's a movement involved, they want to see the end of the video. They want to see what's happening. They need to close that loop in their brain to have that answer. So this can be something moving into the camera's view. It can be ASMR, which is like your nail click videos, the makeup artists or the influencers showing their makeup, they're tapping on the packaging, or it could be like the drink stirring videos. Like those are what immediately come to mind here. It could be a series of short clips, one right after the other. It could be movement of either the subject. So that would be me, for example, or the camera, which would be the camera moving and I am staying still. And switching to different angles or focus. Now, you don't have to have a visual hook and a spoken or text hook but they definitely help capture the interest of multiple types of audiences, and more viral content has both of them together. So I share visual examples, tutorials, thumbnail design help, editing workflows, plus how to create content that the algorithms love, master graphic design for social media, how to use Canva for your clients, plan a social media feed like a pro, and writing great copy for social media inside my class, Content Bootcamp. Not only will you get immediate access to the curriculum and the templates, but you also get practice exercises for graphic design, copywriting, and video editing that you can then submit for feedback from me, or, and a lot of students do this, you can get feedback on content you've created for yourself or for your clients. You can learn more about the class and enroll by going to sugarpunchmarketing.com/content. The link is in the show notes for you. And I hope you found this helpful. I'll be back next week with part 3 of this series, where we're diving into the visibility strategy that leverages graphic design. If you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. And if you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button, the plus button in Apple Podcasts, or the subscribe button on YouTube so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.